Good morning. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing today. We ask for your guidance and wisdom on this county commission, that we may make decisions on the best interest of the citizens of Butler County. We ask for your blessing and for your comfort for those who are serving our country in faraway lands, so we may meet in this free and democratic society. We ask this in your name. Amen. Good morning again. We'll start the agenda with Vaughn Lewis, Director of Human Relations with the City of Hamilton. Vaughn, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Furman, Mr. Jolivet, Mr. Conk, how are you doing today?
Great. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is. I'm here this morning to give a presentation with Minister Lance Hunter regarding a program that he's been interested in for some time, and so have I. It's a offender reentry program. Last week, we spoke with the mayor for the City of Hamilton, and he suggested that we speak at the work session for City Council yesterday, and it went very well. They were very impressed and actually have made a commitment for $25,000 from our Community Development Block Grant for the Offender Reentry Program that we'll speak with you about today. And then yesterday, or last night after the meeting, Mr. Shelton must have called Mr. Jolivet or Mr. Furman and suggested that we meet with you right away also, so that's why we're here today. Normally, I would have had the information to you in advance. You would have had an opportunity to look at it before we presented it, but due to the circumstances, how quickly they move, that didn't work out. Mm-hmm. But if I may, I'd like to give you the information.
Sure.
Offender reentry.
Yes.
Nice to have you here, Reverend. Should have had you do the prayer this morning. You've got a better channel to the big guy than I do.
I've been serving as the Human Relations Director for the City of Hamilton for 8 years, and really just especially over the last 2 or 3 years, I've had a number of young males, and primarily have been African-American males who I've known in the community. Many of them I had in Sunday school or coached in Little League Baseball at the Booker T. Washington Community Center, and unfortunately some of them made poor decisions in their life and have been incarcerated, and then upon being released from jail or prison had great difficulty finding jobs due to some employers just don't feel comfortable hiring someone once they have a misdemeanor or certainly a felony. Other times they had difficulties because of not having transportation. And it's a vicious cycle and a vicious circle, because oftentimes they may be in jail because they haven't paid child support. But if they don't have a job, they can't pay child support, so they go back to jail. If they can't get a job, some of them turn back to the streets and sell drugs. So it's just been a reoccurring issue. And it's really been something that's been on my heart for the last couple of years. And I'm the project director for the City of Hamilton's Weed and Seed Grant and for the Project Safe Neighborhood Grant. And as a result of being involved with those grants that are under the Department of Justice, a number of grants have crossed my desk or my computer dealing with funds that are available for offender reentry programs. Minister Hunter was in the newspaper, has been in the newspaper a number of times, but recently he was on the front page, and there was an article talking about his redemption program, and I was really impressed with that. And I'd like to say it was a divine appointment that he called me, and without knowing that I had an interest in this also. So for the last couple of months, we've been meeting with different agencies trying to develop a collaborative so that we could try to have an effective offender reentry program here in Butler County. If you please would look in your folders on the front, and I know many of you are probably all of you are very familiar with different statistics, but I just wanted to go over those really quickly with you. And as you can see on that first page, the statistics talk about just the number of people in 2004 who were incarcerated in federal, state, or local jails and prisons. And you can see the number is over 2 million. Also, if you continue to look down, you see just how high the recidivism rate is after the first year. And I don't have a sheet with me, but I'm trying to go by from memory. I believe it's like 40-something percent. In the first year, you can see for recidivism is 45% of returning back to prison. The recidivism rate is 55% after 2 years and 67% after 3 years. And the U.S. Department of Justice study found that for every 1,000 releases, they result in 283 new crimes with victimization costs of over $5 million and criminal justice costs of more than $340,000. And I actually, the figures I had yesterday were a little bit lower, but Mr. Shelton said that for Butler County, they're even higher than what we had. And every day a convicted felon stays out of prison, the taxpayer saves $68, and that is $24,820 per felon per year saved. And not to mention just the economic impact that it has on our community when you have people who are gainfully employed, and as a result, they're not going onto the streets and they're not committing crimes. They're able to take care of their families. So this is something that we've been working on, trying to get started here in Hamilton for Butler County. Minister Hunter's group had applied for a grant through the Department of Labor last year, and it was turned down, so we're back at the drawing board. There's a couple of state grants that I came across about a week and a half ago through the governor's office, and I had that information in your packets. And the value of those two grants dealing with offender reentry programs could be up to $1.5 million for 1 year. And if the grant is successfully managed, then there's an opportunity for renewal for two more years. We've met with the Hamilton Community Foundation about helping with the funding, and they suggested that we build a stronger collaborative, so that's what we've been doing, and we do have a commitment now from the City of Hamilton. We're also working with Community Behavioral Health, and we actually have a meeting with them next Friday regarding applying for the grant. They would actually be the ones writing the grant and also using the grant money to expand their programs. We also have a meeting tomorrow with Mr. Kell at the Job Development Center, and he's very interested in allowing us to use a conference room which should be used for training for the ex-felons once they're involved in the program. I'm going to say one last statement, then I'll have Minister Hunter to come to the podium. We're looking at modeling this program after probably the most successful program in the country, and this is in Memphis, Tennessee. Their mayor started an offender reentry program several years ago, and over the course of the last 3 years, they've had 1,600 people go through their offender reentry program, and in order, what they consider success is that they actually have gone through the program for 3 months and they've been employed for a full year with no problems. Of 1,600 people who've gone through that program in those 3 years, only four have returned back to prison. And we're very interested in modeling the program that they're doing in Memphis, Tennessee so successfully, and I have that information in your packet. I want to ask now if Minister Hunter could share with you his story and why he feels such a commitment to do this program.
First, I'd like to thank you, the commission, for having us come and giving us this time. In 1992, I was released from prison. I had done 5.5 years for robbery, and it was an experience that I had never experienced. That was the first time I had been incarcerated. I'm a graduate from Hamilton Garfield, went to University of Wyoming on a basketball scholarship. In 1980, I graduated, came back to Hamilton, and got into the school system. Made a terrible decision to start using drugs for the first time in my life. The first drug I ever used was crack cocaine. Never had marijuana, never had alcohol, was an athlete. And it took me places I never thought I would go. Mansfield, Lebanon, Chillicothe. And it was an experience that without God, I would have never got through it. Judge Mosler gave me an opportunity in 1992 when I got out. And he said that he would allow me to go to the Booker T. Washington Community Center and start a program called Reach Out and Prevent. And I ran that program for 2 years successfully, taking kids back and forth to colleges and giving them tours and those type of things, mentoring them, and really just understanding that what had happened to me was something that could be for the good. So after those times at the community center and those type of things, I would always see guys getting in and out of prison and go in and back and in, and never their life changing. And a lot of them would ask me, you know, how's you doing this, you know. And only thing I really could tell them that, you know, I had a commitment to God. So my counseling to them more than anything at the time was to change their lifestyle. And my counseling style is one-on-one. And I just don't see anything in Hamilton like that for those guys when they get out. And that's one thing that I just feel like this program would do. It would really be a hands-on program, not only with me, but just people just coming together, mentoring. And I have commitments from people that would love to do things like that. But I just feel like the one-on-one program would just help. And I just feel like if everybody can come together and see the vision that I see, I just feel like this program would be something that would help the whole region, the whole county. And I'm just totally committed to this program. So at this point, my pastor, Bruce Curtis, at Community Friendship Church of God in Christ, he had offered for us to have an office there to start the program. And hopefully that will be somewhere where we can start. But I just feel like if we can just get a one-on-one situation with these guys coming out, I just feel like, you know, the whole city would prosper. And get the people that's in the, I guess it's in, how can I say this? It's just to give a person a second chance. To say, okay, just to say that every time someone come out of prison, okay, he's going back. You know he's going back. That's, to me, that's not right. So I just want to have something out here in place. So when a person get out, they can't say, well, there's nothing in Hamilton that can help me. I know there is something. There's a redemption program that'll care about you, that'll show you how you can do and be a productive citizen here in Hamilton. So I just feel like if you guys would help us get this opportunity, I don't think you will regret it.
Reverend, thank you very much, and I really admire your commitment and support the idea. And Vaughn, what is it you'd like us to do, to issue a letter of support for this, for the grants, or what particular action would you like us to take?
In the folders that I gave you, you can see there are letter commitments from several of the judges that Minister Hunter has received. We also will be receiving a letter of support from Hamilton City Council, and that would certainly be helpful if we could receive that. And also, we are encouraged by Mr. Shelton to see if there might be some kind of funds available through maybe your community development block grant or maybe some other kind of funds that the county might would have. My understanding is that the City of Hamilton is going to give us seed money out of the community development block grant for $25,000. And our hope is that with receiving some funds locally, that the Hamilton Community Foundation would also be willing to match that. They said they had interest in the program, but they wanted us to build a stronger collaborative, so we're in a process of doing that. And then we'll be applying for the two grants, the state grants I mentioned to you before also.
Mr. President? Mm-hmm. Actually, Vaughn, this would be kind of a role reversal for me, because I'm okay. Usually on the other end trying to put them in prison. That's my career being what it was. But this does sound like it has a lot of potential, and I definitely know the need, and compliments to you, Reverend, because of what you've been through. And I've seen so much of that with drugs, and particularly crack, and what it can do, and how it destroys lives. It's very difficult to get off of that, from what I understand. So you're to be commended. But I definitely think this is something we need to discuss, and it looks like it's got a lot of merit, and we'd like to give that a shot. So
okay.
It's a positive as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what you mentioned about the city of Memphis having 1,600, only four return, that's pretty remarkable.
Yes, it is.
It's something that we should try to obtain. But, you know, facetiously, I'm saying if the program's so successful, would people want to go commit crimes so they can get into this program? you'd hope that wouldn't be the case. But are the figures that you cite here, they're not for the city of Hamilton, they're nationally?
Yes, those are national figures.
Would we be doing a study of looking at the city of Hamilton and Butler County as to determining benchmarks to be able to gauge the success?
Yes, I just from my experience with federal grants, and especially through the Department of Justice, an evaluation is a big component of the grant process, and if you don't have an effective evaluation process afterwards, then there's a more than likely you're not going to receive funding when you reapply. Sure. So we would definitely would be getting statistics for the county.
Well, and you've talked to the sheriff?
No, we have not met with the Butler County Sheriff. We have met with Wayne Gilkinson, a deputy director of the Butler County Court of Common Pleas, and we've also met with one of the probation officers, Mr. Milton Bradford, but we have not met, at least I have not. Minister Hunter, have you met with the sheriff? No, so we have not.
Are you receiving support from any other faith-based areas of the community, any other churches, and would be interested in getting involved?
Currently, the only church that's involved in the process right now is Minister Hunter's church with Reverend Bruce Curtis at Community Friendship. And as we get closer to actually submitting the grant application, we'll be trying to get other churches involved. I've been attending the Presbyterian Church, and I'm going to talk to Dr. John Lewis and see if the church there would be interested in being involved also, since I know at one time they were actually owned the Presby House.
Would the mayor be interested in coming to explain the program to us or any group here in this area?
Yes, I'm sure he would. Now, when you say the mayor, Mr. Fermi, you talking about mayor of Hamilton, or you talking about or from Tennessee?
Tennessee, mayor.
Okay, I can't speak for him.
Well, I know, but it's something that we can explore as a possibility.
Yes, I could call there. They were very helpful. I actually called their office there, and they were very helpful in sending us all the information. So I certainly could make a call and see if that could be done.
I think it'd be a great idea to be able to hear firsthand or have a group go there to look at what their program is.
Okay.
What's the deadline for the grant application?
The grant application is due, one is due February the 24th, and the other one is due March the 10th. Yes.
I'm not sure about you, Chuck, but I would propose that we, draft a letter for support and try to. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I wish you the best, and please keep us informed along the steps so we can
be
more helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Candace, did you get a book that there's members of the press are here? You may want to give them. Do you have copies?
No, I don't.
Mr. Crane, nice to see you.
Good morning.
Commissioner Furman, Commissioner Jolivet, Mr. Conklin. I'm Don Crane with Frost Brown Todd, representing the Butler County Board of MRDD. We have before you a three-year collective bargaining agreement covering approximately 118 paraprofessional employees. This is, I think, the seventh contract between these parties dating back to the late 1980s. It's a three-year contract with very modest wage increases. The other changes are very minor. It's a mature contract. The first year wage increase is 2.5%. The second and third year increases are 2% with a possibility of increase based on the increases that would be given to other employees at the board. These are modest increases, as you might note, given the general inflation rate, but this agency has suffered a reduction in state and federal funds, and the austere budget requires modest wage increases. We submit it for your approval, and happy to answer any questions.
I will say, Commissioner, that Doug Duckett, our Personnel Director and Labor Council, has reviewed the contract and recommended adoption.
Any questions?
I have no questions.
And it has been approved by the membership as well as the Butler County Board of MRDD. We're coming to you as a fiscal agent for MRDD, and we need to have your approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we'll have communications.
Approve travel and training, pay adjustment for CSCA clerk, accept resignation of deputy clerk, Area 3 Court. Reappoint Paul Ivers as building inspector. Approve one care facility personal action. Approve care facility travel and training. From the county engineer, exchange of $45,000 sidewalk performance bond. Grant special hauling permit to Roush General Contracting. Cause two appropriations to public use properties for improvement in Cincinnati Dayton Road. On environmental services, amendment number one to RA consultants agreement. Reclassify waterline maintenance operator two to operator three. Authorize a promotion from temporary employee to building and grounds worker one. Reclassify wastewater operator two to operator three. Amendment number one to Quest Engineering. Release one-year maintenance bond for Brittany Trails. Approve agreement with City of Monroe for sanitary sewer elimination. Approve transfers and appropriations. Under Job and Family Services, approve two reimbursements and also employee payroll. Under miscellaneous, approve appointments to board of directors for the County Transportation Alliance Incorporated. Approve levy assessment for stormwater management for 10.3779 acres in Westchester. And number 23, I ask to be pulled. Number 24, execute contract with MobileCom for 900 megahertz regional mobile data system. Appoint Mary Lynn Loader to Fernald Local Stakeholders Organization on behalf of the county. And support Miami Middletown into getting a Interstate 75 sign location.
If there's no questions, I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have is the investment, is that part of the meeting?
No, that's upstairs.
So that wouldn't be
correct.
Part of this meeting?
Correct.
Is there anyone who'd like to address the commission at this time? You'll state your name. And
Mark Havercos, 7356 Wethersfield Drive in Westchester. I've noticed that the county has redone a lot of the websites, and especially the commissioner's website. And I would ask if at all possible if the agendas for these meetings could be posted at least the night before.
We're going to. That's a good idea.
That would save some of us the time of, not that we don't like to attend, but if we could pick and choose, then that might help our attendance.
That's a very good idea.
And then my second question is on item 24, the contract with MobileCom. Is that indeed the contract that was what the sales tax was to go to?
No, sir. This is different. This is the 900 mobile data in the cars.
Okay.
This is something we've had.
This is not the communication.
No, sir.
No, that's
okay.
A grant also.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address commission? I almost said city council.
We can adjourn then.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.